fit.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. George Santos is no longer a Republican congressman from New York. CBS's Nicole Skanga says he was expelled on an overwhelming and bipartisan vote.
After less than a year in Congress, George Santos's downfall was as swift as his short-lived rise to power. The House vote to expel the New York Republican sailed through by a wide margin, easily clearing the two-thirds majority needed.
On this vote, the yeas are 311, the nays are 114.
Good job, Congress. You finally did something right.
Any congressional representation should be held to a certain standard, and he clearly didn't meet it.
Bye-bye.
Israeli airstrikes have resumed in Gaza following the collapse of the week-long ceasefire. Meanwhile, CBS's Lilia Luciano has details on reports that Israeli leaders may have known of plans to attack southern Israel long before October 7th.
Among the first slaughtered by Hamas on October 7th were 15 of Margaret's friends, as she calls it, simple soldiers from her unit. And an intel analyst at another unit raised the alarm in July, according to the New York Times. The paper also reports more than a year before the attack, Israeli officials obtained a 40-page Hamas battle plan, the Israelis codenamed Jericho Wall. A plan the New York Times wrote Hamas followed with shocking precision, triggering fighting that restarted today after a week-long truce.
Police in Los Angeles are searching for a person they believe is a killer who's preying on the unhoused. So far, three victims have been murdered in separate shootings. In each case, a man approached a homeless person sleeping alone, shot the victim, then fled in a vehicle. Mayor Karen Bass.
Friends and family members know how to reach their unhoused relatives. We need you to contact them today. We need you to tell them about this danger. We need you to tell them that they should not be alone tonight, that shelters will be open, and the seriousness of this.
The American flag is flying at half-staff in honor of trailblazing Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The first woman ever to serve on the Supreme Court died from complications of advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. She was 93. CBS's Jan Crawford looks back on her life and legacy.
One of only five women in her class at Stanford Law School, she graduated in the top, but she couldn't even get an interview at a firm to practice law. So she took a job as an assistant county attorney. And when she and her beloved husband, John, moved to Arizona, she entered politics. She was the first woman in the nation to lead a state senate before becoming a state court judge.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
23 overnight under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 37 tomorrow, cloudy. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday, we're going on Thanksgiving Vacation Eve edition. So we're gone tomorrow. We got a best of, but come Thursday, made a little special effort. Dom, going to play the CJ tapes, similar to the Kraken tapes. But
yeah.
My conversation with CJ earlier today, it is enlightening in some way, shape, or form. You will be surprised. You may be shocked. You may
laugh. Will we cry?
I think all emotions were experienced during the course of one short hour. Edited down for radio, it'd be like 42 minutes. It's worth your time investment. So Thanksgiving Day, we'll play that out. And Dom, we've got time for perhaps some early Thanksgiving grievances. I got to tell you, I'm not a turkey or a ham guy. I've told my wife, please, no turkey for me. Never liked the turkey.
You're like a tofu guy? I mean, what's your meat on a Thanksgiving, man? A goose?
I would prefer goose, like Tiny Tim. I'd take a Tiny Tim goose before I took that turkey, man. I'm just not a turkey guy.
Yeah.
I like the dark meat, okay? You know,
you drown anything in enough, you know, dressing, it'll be fine.
So you're just pouring gravy over it, just thickened meat with starch in it. That's
wow,
your
don't
trick.
Forget about the mashed potatoes with a pound of butter. I mean, you know, very specific.
Now,
it's all butter. You gotta have lots of butter for Thanksgiving. Let's just be honest.
You know, my favorite is that spicy prime rib from the meat place in Lodi. That's my
the stuff you made the other night. That was tasty.
That is my special sauce. But
you can't be eating something like that like more than once a week, man.
No, I've already. Yeah. Gained more than a couple of pounds, and I think it was just that dinner that night.
Oh, that was so good.
Pork loin, sort of a lighter. It's the other meat.
That's what you're going to eat for Thanksgiving, a pork loin?
A little crunchy on the outside, a little searing, cooked. Sure. That was my preference, I told my lovely missus. She never cooks at the house, but when we go up to the cabin, she likes to cook. 844. In case you have cooking stories for me, 844.
Yeah.
This went off the rails quickly.
I can make a mean bowl of Lucky Charms, man.
I've seen that video. Wisconsin Supreme Court heard oral arguments today. It kind of went off the rails early. At least Rebecca Bradley showed her true colors, like just a mere seconds into the pleadings.
6 seconds into opening statements, she interrupted the attorney.
We'll try not to interrupt you, Haas. 844-967-2789. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Mike.
What, am I on?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Baby, you're on the radio.
You know how this game's played.
What happened to Taco Tuesdays?
Well,
what is this all fascism stuff here? What's going on?
It's been supplanted by Wisconsin Supreme Court oral argument Tuesdays, and then the weird random happenstance that I would record an interview with CJ for like an hour today.
Let's address the prior for Bad Becca. Who walks around with a name like Grassley Bradley? I mean, who needs a double last name with the words Grassley? She beat the land speed record of the Roadrunner. She just needs to look at YouTube and check out the German Supreme Court in the days of Hitler. But yeah, I did that. Check out how long it took the Supreme Court guys to trash the plaintiff. But at least they let them introduce themselves, say their names, and their position, which in German takes a lot longer than in English. So I think Becca Grassley Bradley beats, I think she needs to make an application to Ripley's, believe it or not, Museum for a World Record.
It was pretty quick, Mike, no question.
Scott Bob Ross paints a nice picture of doom. I agree with him. I want to be thankful. I want to be thankful to the Mr. and Mrs. Crudy, Mr. and Mrs. Salvia, for giving us the Doms and the Crutes of the world who keep us sane and makes whatever the hell we eat on Thursday. In our case, it's going to be duck.
Oh, and I didn't know duck was an option on the menu, Mike. You're serving duck?
If you want goose, I can do that. But we're going to replace the first letter of that one. Guys, you've been a blessing to us, to this society. As you know, I am the Debbie Downer of this society. I'm not hopeful, but I just want to say on your Thanksgiving Eve show, thank you. Thank you. Mother is listening to the other room. She will be 97 next week. I hope I get her there.
Shout out, Annalise.
Happy birthday, Annalise. Happy Thanksgiving.
She hopes she gets your... She's going to drag your ass into next week. That's more likely, Mike, but please continue.
Between her and you guys, I don't know who's keeping us alive, but thank you so much. You know, the whole fascismus thing, I'm just surprised at Becca Grassley Bradley's land speed record, how quick she was to get to the point. Because if you look at the YouTube vids of the guys doing that, they have funnier hats, their voice are shriller, it's black and white. But it's creepy, and I think she beat him today.
That is a great historical reference, Mike, getting a little echo there in the background. Must be Annalise. And, you know, I'm glad it's a happy hour for you, my friend. Sound like you had a couple.
Thanks, Mike.
That's how we all get through the fascism.
Copious amounts of weed and alcohol. That's how you deal. No, man, we got to call us. We share, man. This is what we do. We talk about it on the radio. We're going to be having some tough conversations. Presumably some of us, right? We're going to get together with the family and perhaps that uncle or that relation that, you know, may have different ideas about, you know, what fascism is and, you know, whether or not Nazis should be, you know, able to just march unopposed down the streets of Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, I look forward to perhaps some enlightening conversations. But, Crudy, I got to tell you, man, you're the one that did the convo with CJ that we're rolling out as a Thanksgiving special, man. You got any advice for those of us who may have to address some perhaps difficult political situations with relatives?
Well, it's always a good idea to start out with a bottle of red, a bottle of white, some edibles, and you know, give yourself some time, because sometimes those edibles take a while to kick in.
Scene from the Italian restaurant. What are you, Billy Joel? We're a lot of Billy Joel today. So yeah, I mean, when you sat down with CJ, were you drinking at the studio, man?
I was not, because okay. I still had to do a radio show. I might start drinking soon.
All right. Well, and again, you know, these can be difficult situations, especially with, you know, relatives.
Well, if it's the first beer of the night, I love having a conversation with the guy drinking his first or second into maybe the third beer.
And then that's it.
But if the guy's tearing open his second case for the evening, you know, I'm not going to argue with that guy. That guy has made up his mind, let's just say.
What if they take that case of Bud Light out back and shoot it up?
Still not arguing with that logic, Dom. You know what I mean? But.
Pick your battles, I guess, would be your point.
I think there is a common ground that we can find. The question is do we want to find it, or do we think we're trying to win the argument? Because if I wanted to win the argument with CJ, I could have shut him down several times and argued facts and figures and da-da-da-da-da. I wasn't trying to win, per se. Now, I did have an agenda. I did want to see if I could make that man sound like a human being. And I tell you, man, it's a heavy lift. But I think you'll...
When you keep saying a human being, again, I have not... like when you refer to someone acting like a human being, I mean, obviously we're all human beings, Michael. So what is the characteristic, seemingly a positive characteristic?
But many of us go out there...
When you say someone, they're a true human being. Well, okay, what does that mean? Like, what makes a person a real, true human being?
Well, if you ever showed any vulnerability, you might hear me. I would say, you know, a little vulnerability, a little emotion, a little, you know, slowing down, being introspective. That is my only advice. It's not you that's going to change anybody's mind. Certainly not you. It's me. You. No, you're not going to change their mind. But here's what you could do. Maybe. You could slow them down and make them wonder, well, how is it I came to that conclusion? And if you can slow them down and make them be introspective, I think that's the secret sauce. I think that we can have human, air quotes, human conversations with people if we make them slow down. Why did you feel that way? Well, somebody called me a gay slur in third grade on the playground. So you're stuck in third grade on the playground. You know, you're grown human being now. Give yourself permission to move beyond that thought. So anyways, CJ moved beyond a few of his ingrained biases and actually told me how CJ feels. Because there's plenty of time he's rolling out talking points. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear him. I don't do math on the radio. It's not convincing to me. Hell, man, I'll just concede your math. Whatever you just said, I'll 18 plus 22 equals 40 or 400 billion. Whatever you said, I'll believe your math. But I'm not going to do the math. Tell me what you think about immigrants. Tell me about your experience as a union member, card-carrying union member, CJ. Did you know that about the man?
Thanks. Any reflection on your end, Crudy? Anything that you thought about and came around and shared with CJ to make you a human being?
Yes, I shared a very human story about the day my mom died, and I did so to see if I could make CJ cry. No, I just wanted to see CJ to know I've been through some stuff.
Yes, yes.
Continue to go through some stuff since I've known you, mostly.
Yes, you're welcome.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And right, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. Join us at 844-967-2789. Kevin Bozeman, a comedian, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Crudy's new buddy from downstairs at the Comedy Club on State Street in Madison. Look forward to meeting Kevin.
Well, he's doing a show tomorrow night, Tom. You know, sort of his pre-Thanksgiving tradition. You know, I think I'm a funny guy some days. Don't make me do comedy, Dom.
Yeah, as long as you don't sing.
A little early Thanksgiving political grievances or otherwise, 844-967-2789. Don't let Dom make the giblet gravy is all I would say. Watch your giblets, fella.
Yes, yes. I'll tell you what. I'll make the old fashions. I'll pour the drinks, but I am not cooking the food.
You know, a friend of ours, Andy Buck, he's showing off today. He took a picture of his dashboard. He's got us on the radio listening up there on the Oshkosh Air Support on WYSS right on. And the 98.3 FM. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if today is a special day and you take a picture of the dashboard, how many days are you not listening to us, Andy? Then today would merit the picture. So happy Thanksgiving to the Buck family. I think he's a county supervisor, turning into a big shot. Busy man, doesn't have time for the Devils anymore, Dom. Except on rare occasions.
Oh, it's a holiday week. You know, you can always squeeze a little time.
844-967-2789 can squeeze your calls in perhaps as well. Dom, I don't know if you know, but it appears Donald Trump has made it clear he doesn't like a lot of Americans and roots against us. Now, we knew that as members of the press, right?
Come on, man. He always calls us the enemy of the people, Michael.
Dominic, Washington Post reporter Carol Linig told MSNBC it was clear that Donald Trump's rooting against some Americans that he doesn't like. I root against you sometimes, Dom, mostly on Sundays. The comments came amid a New York Times report detailing Trump's rise to power on the backs of what were largely external threats like immigrants in Muslim countries. Now he's targeting Americans themselves as his vermin. He talked about protecting, for example, Americans from having to fight in endless wars, and he would work to stop that, Lenin recalled. Now his rhetoric has moved more into the vein of rooting out what he described the other day as vermin inside the country, an internal threat. She called it a kind of way station between the 2016 and 17 and the campaign today. Yeah, a little difference in verbiage. And that way station was while he was president. It was clear that Donald Trump was edging towards this place that he is now, the dark place, the dark side, Dom. Now, how'd you like to be at the Trump, probably Thanksgiving and Mar-a-Lago, I would suspect, staying out of New York primarily these days? How'd you like to be at the Trump Thanksgiving? What do you think they're serving, Dom? Hamburgers for all?
Just to be around the man would not be a good option for me. I just don't know that I would feel welcome. And I don't know that I would want someone to dictate how many scoops of ice cream that I may have.
Well, then don't go to Mar-a-Lago, Chris Christie.
This is what I'm saying,
here's Lenin's final quote. What he made clear is he was not the president for all Americans. Most presidents, in fact, all of them before Donald Trump, made an effort to unite the country. Even though they may have been elected by one party's faithful or another, they still tried to encourage and enable and kind of, in essence, charm the other side and say, I'm the president for all of you. Donald Trump made it clear during his presidency that he actually didn't like some of the people. He didn't support them. He rooted against them openly. Now, closer to home, Dom, does that remind you of any former governor of the state of Wisconsin? Sort of a divide and conquer fella?
Well, the only former governor I can recall actually using the term divide and conquer is, of course, former governor Scott Walker.
Dominic, now she says, Carol Lenig from the Washington Post, Trump has led the country to a place where someone with 91 felony charges, he's saying he'll look out for some of its own citizens. He'll look out for some of us, Dom.
Well, only the loyal supporters will he look out for. I don't think there's any surprise there, is there? I mean, I've never, Trump's never been the type to even infer in any way, shape, or form that he was the president of all people. You know what I'm saying? He might think he's your king, but he's certainly not the president of all people.
I didn't find him to be the president of all. In fact, I never declared he was my president. What was it? Hashtag not my president. Not
my president. So is it any different when the Trumpsters and the MAGAs say that about Biden now?
I would say I just don't understand where it comes from. And I told you, I first saw this sort of sprinkling of Joe Biden hate at the Des Moines rally a couple of years ago. You were not with me, but there on Saturday night against the Iowa State football game, you know, an hour down the road in Iowa City. And I couldn't understand where the animus for Joe Biden was coming from. It was the let's go Brandon sentiment. And I didn't know where, you know, or why. Joe Biden's like everybody's grumpy uncle at the dinner table. I mean,
no, that'd be Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's like the cooler uncle with the Corvette and the sunglasses. But come on, man, who was it? Robert De Niro. I mean, way back said, "Hey, F Trump," right? I mean, he was very clear about it.
Yes,
and lots of folks, and I. In some ways, embrace that mentality.
Oh, I know you do.
I have.
You'll say that about anybody, really.
It is kind of my go-to, man. Maybe it's my defense place. But I try to remain open, whatever, you know. I mean, but what we've now seen, though, of course, is this shift to the fascism. And we see, I mean, all the news reports, certainly this week and the last couple of weeks, even Trump's old attorneys and folks in his orbit. Oh, he's dangerous. He's crazy. He's you know, he's going towards fascism. You know, we got to do more. John Kelly, you got to do more. You know, Luttig, the conservative judge, you got to do more. They're trying to do more. These aren't you know, lefties saying this. These are the conservatives saying this. And if people from your own party are exclaiming this and warning everybody. Well, certainly I would think some folks might want to take that to heart. That's why the language matters. This mentality matters. When you reuse the words of fascists of old, vermin, you know, this kind of thing. Well, there's a reason why, what do they say, right? If you don't know history, you're going to be doomed to repeat it. You can't be woke if you don't know your history, as our pal Matt Flynn always says. Well, there's a reason for that, man. Because if you go down that road, it gets really ugly really fast. That's why.
Dominic, we've got a few texters. I'd like to get to them. And then a fine comedian joining me here in the WMDX studios. He is Kevin Bozeman. He's got a show tomorrow night at the Comedy Club right here on State Street, right downstairs from the world headquarters. A few of the texts. And here's a thought. Serve Thanksgiving cornbread with one of them having edibles in them. Then gaslight whoever is clearly high. Lisa Joe texts in, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys. Tell the audience to be thankful for their families, even the Trumpsters. They'll probably die from COVID next year. That's a little brutal, Lisa Joe.
Well, Lisa.
And here's one more. Next year, do the Thanksgiving CJ parade. Start a new tradition. Like an inflatable CJ? Walk them up CJs, walk them up State Street, have the Blood Tribe hold the strings. Come on. Kevin Bozeman, our fine guest, is next.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org.
High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 overnight under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 37 tomorrow, cloudy. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier, happy hour, the Tuesday edition, the pre-Thanksgiving edition for this ensemble cast. And Dom, I've been joined by a fine guest here in the, what are we calling it, Solidarity Realty Bad Radio Studios. He is comedian Kevin Bozeman. He's got a big show tomorrow night, a pre-Thanksgiving affair at the Comedy Club on State Street. Kevin, welcome, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. You guys are great, considering you were able to fit me into your busy schedule on this pre-Thanksgiving.
We appreciate you coming around, Kevin.
Come on. You must be the only entertainment guy working this week. I got to tell you. How do you start a tradition of doing a comedy show the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving?
First of all, you have to be committed to getting away from your family. That's got to be number one. You gotta know that, like, you want to get away from them. And then once you realize that you're happier when you're away from them, you start planning meticulously.
And how long has this plan been getting executed
this
for?
Is,
how many
this
years?
Is year 18, baby. This is year 18. This is year 18. I got grown-ass men in my house now. That's how long I've been doing it. Started out in diapers, and now they talking about trying to come to the show. And I'm like, you're still not invited. You're still not invited.
So What is your Thanksgiving tradition other than the comedy? And you're going to be doing a show tomorrow night at the Comedy Club. I assume there must be some tickets available.
There are. Well, we added a second show. The first show sold out.
Nice.
So
Late show.
So, you know, it's a good time when family comes in and they want to drink and kick it, but you don't really want to entertain. You shuffle them off to me, and then I take care of that for you, and then you just put them to bed.
I tried that last weekend.
That's the point. Like, that's the move.
That's the work.
Kevin Bosman, comedian here in the WMDX studios. So, Kevin, I got to tell you, I had a conversation today, and I kind of forced myself. I put myself in a room with a Trumpster dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I was trying to prove it to me or him or, you know, prove my sanity or what, but have you ever done that? Have you ever tried to, like, force a conversation just to see what would happen?
Oh, all the time. Well, my job.
You're doing so right now, right?
Listen, my job, I am naturally an antagonist. So I live in this world of gray area where I need to hear what other people are saying and feeling, whether I agree with it or not. So I'm always pushing the button. Even if people agree with me politically, I still challenge them. But people that support Trump, it's easy. Because I live in a well-to-do, like, white suburb. So it's a lot of, in Chicago. So I got a lot of Trump friends that I sit there and I hammer. I just, like, release the steel cage. Let's go. And it's just like, you know, you see, I just feel like a lot of times in politics, people are just lying to themselves. Just tell me who you are, and then we can be good. But don't try to act like, you know, the things he say are not racially insensitive or this and that. Just don't lie. Just say, I know it's racially insensitive, but I don't care as much. Then we're good.
I want my tax cut.
That's it. Just come clean about who you are, and then we're good. Because then I can't argue that. I can just be like, all right, that's what's important to you. Like, that's not my thing that's important. But yeah, dude, I have a lot of good friends that's Trumpers, but I just tell them that they can never speak to me anything about morality, ethics, or values. It only has to be bottom line. And if we talk in bottom line, that's great. Like, you just, you know, you can't just get rid of everyone that disagrees with you politically, religiously, how you raise families. You just got to learn how to limit yourself of what you can deal with before you snap.
But are you doing so to win the argument, or are you just trying to gather material for perhaps a later show?
Well, I like to problem solve. So I like solutions. I'm only arguing if I know I've already won. If I know I'm already right, then I'm ready to argue till the end, because I've already thought about your angles. That's the only way I would argue. I discuss it, but within that, like, within all of that, breeze material all the time. Like, one of my favorite jokes to tell is just like, all my Trump friends was like, Bozeman, he's our best candidate. Why didn't you vote for him? Here's my rule of thumb when it comes to voting. If the Klan supports you, I generally go the other way. Right? Call me old fashioned.
How hard is it to say that Nazis are bad?
It's a no-brainer for me.
Kevin Bosman, a comedian. He's got a show tomorrow night, Comedy Club Madison, down here on State Street. A newly introduced late show, so tickets still available. Come consider seeing him on a Wednesday night going into Thanksgiving. Well, let's turn it to another issue we used to always cover on this show. Weed, man. I got to be envious. Illinois's got legalized marijuana. We have always been big fans of the cannabis, let's just say. But it's so ridiculous, man. We're in this prohibitionist wasteland,
buddy,
here. 45 minutes from the border.
I just don't know how you guys. I just don't know. Like, I don't even know what life was like without legalization of marijuana. Like, that's like the pandemic to me. Like, not having
the blur.
Like, not having
lots of
legalized
seeds, Kevin. That's what I recall.
But I
lots of brickweed.
Yeah, I'm more of an edible guy. I like a edible, and then having the most craziest dreams ever when you have it edible, and because it puts me in a deep sleep, because otherwise I don't sleep well. But edibles, 10 milligrams, and then I have the best, I mean, like the best dreams. The other night I dreamed that I was just laying on a bed of candy bars and watching ninjas have a rap battle. It was great. You're not going to have that. You're not going to have that. You're not going to have that on beer. You're not going to have that kind of dream on beer. That is an edible dream.
The only problem with that, Kevin, is, you know, I snore and I sometimes startle my coworkers.
You snore?
At the office. Take too many edibles. I sleep at the office.
Oh, buddy, you gotta do it. Like, I know, like, right when my little guy is an hour away from going to sleep, that's when I take it. Because I know it takes an hour, 15 minutes.
Do you give him some melatonin, then dad takes his melatonin?
No, I to get him to sleep, I blow my whiskey breath in his face. Time for you to go to sleep, little homie.
Kevin Bozeman, the comedian, doing a couple of shows at the Comedy Cafe downstairs at Madison on State Street. Make sure you go check him out. Kevin, man, how'd you get into this business? You've been doing a long time, man.
Yeah, I've been at it.
How do you maintain success and how do you keep going?
Well, all right, you just asked. Thank God I'm not taking an edible now, because that was seven questions disguised as one. I would say, like, people don't understand, like, stand-up comedy, like, it chooses you. You know, you're not, like, going through Craigslist trying to find a job. You're like, oh, I hear comedy. I hear comedy's hiring.
But that's how we got our radio jobs.
Wow, that's different, because you guys are in the throes of danger with talking politics. So that's a different mindset. But with stand-up comedy, you know, you have to create content where with politics, you take the content that you see and then you break it down. So it's just in you. Like, I get all the information that everyone else does. I just process it in a funny way. But as far as, like, maintaining, I mean, so many people want to be comics now, and so many people are trying these, like, TikToks and everything, and I'm old school. Like, my social media is not great. I just, like, there's nothing better than crafting words to get a response out of people. You know, like, I'm not dancing, I'm not shucking and jiving, I just have jokes. And it's just crafting words to create a joke is like my motivation. And how long can I keep doing it and stay on top of my game? So yeah, I love the game. So I don't have like an end game. Everybody's like, well, what's your goal? Like, I just, like, I'm doing this for a living. So, like, that's already so many people.
Mission accomplished.
Right. You gotta be able to do your, there's nothing better than waking up and going and getting paid for something that you want to do. You can't put a price tag on that.
Well, if they ever pay me for radio, I'll
buddy
climb that hill.
Buddy, I will ship you some Mountain Dews for get you just, I'll if ship you a crate of Mountain Dews.
Kevin Bozeman, comedian. He's got a show, at least one, still with tickets available tomorrow night at the Comedy Club here on State Street. Check it out.
You ever see a grown-ass man drink that many Mountain Dews, Kevin? I mean,
he's only
seen, I mean,
it's the bottle,
buddy. It's
I got two more in the fridge.
Dude, you're like 3 hours away from bedtime. Stop. Stop.
I was up till 2 a.m. last night.
Stop.
Drinking Mountain Dews till like midnight. I can't figure out why I can't sleep at night.
You know what's crazy is Mountain Dew has to be like borderline freezing, because in that plastic bottle, that neon freeze will be warm 6 minutes after coming out of the freezer. Like,
I can't drink it out of a can, though. Like, it doesn't taste the same to me. I like my BPD plastics.
There's nothing better than fountain Mountain Dew, like from a Quick Trip or something like that. Like, a fountain Mountain Dew is the only way to go.
But see, I'm a diet Mountain Dew because I'm watching my girlish figure here, Kevin.
Buddy, you're just killing yourself back door. you're just instead of getting caught on the river, you're just going all in on six deuce offsuit and just getting flushed out. But you know what? I don't care. I love that you like what you like and you're willing to do it. Mountain Dew. How many do you have a day?
Three 20 ounces.
Jeez.
60 ounces.
You know,
that's Tom drinks at least that much tequila,
you know that.
I swear.
Okay, tequila I can get behind. There are health benefits.
I got tequila in here. We can remedy that problem.
I haven't even opened it up.
There are health benefits in tequila.
Yes, absolutely.
There are no health benefits at all in Diet Mountain Dew. You know, 60 ounces is really like the required amount of water you can drink. I thought I'd throw that out there.
I barely
you
drink
might have read
water.
That on. You can read that probably on the inside of a Snapple cap or a Mountain Dew cap and be like, hey, you should be drinking water instead.
You know, the only water I get is the ice cubes in my Double Captain diets. That's the only water I drink.
You just love diet, huh? Is it the soda's too sweet?
Once upon a time, no, I used to drink the regular Mountain Dew, and then I'd get up. Here was my diet when I was like a 13-year-old, 14-year-old. Yeah. First working in the morning, I go get one of those Hostess cherry pies.
Yeah.
And then I'd kick Mountain Dew, and that'd be my breakfast, you know, just pure sugar.
But at least go with a Pop-Tart, man. What's wrong with you? You have been off your whole life when it comes to your diet.
I grew up to Pop-Tarts. You know, Pop-Tarts, that took some maturity on my end. I've matured into Pop-Tarts.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever take the time to toast them, though, Crudy? Or did you, like, get them right out of the
this
bag?
I'm going to leave this conversation a diabetic.
I got the type 2.
My blood sugar is high just having this conversation.
You know, here's what I had for lunch today. There's a nice, I don't know if you smelled it, but there's a fudge ice cream shop right down here on State Street.
Yes, I'm very well aware. That's great.
So,
that place is great.
I go down there. Like, I skip my lunch. No lunch for me today because
that's how you have to do it. If you know you're going to have fudge. Right.
Yeah. I'm in an ice cream waffle cone mood, you know, just to set the stage for my Trumpster confab I had with this guy. I had to get myself in the right headspace. And so I go down there and they know I'm coming. Like, I'm a regular now. And they go start scooping it for me.
Yeah.
And they hand me this ice cream cone. And then I just stare out the window and think better thoughts.
Is there a defibrillator in this?
There needs to be, really, doesn't there?
Something we could, because I don't want his death on my hands. I want to be able to give this guy a fighting chance.
I think what Kevin Bosman's saying is he's not giving me mouth to mouth.
No, I'm definitely not giving you mouth to mouth. I'm not going to get a caffeine high.
Annie, are you okay?
I love it. Man. I love it,
Kevin,
buddy.
Good stuff, man.
Kevin, you got a few more minutes for us, man?
I got you.
We're not shifting back into politics readily from here. Kevin Bosman, he is a fine comedian. I find him to be a funny man. He's doing a show tomorrow night at the Comedy Club on State Street. Tickets still available for the second show added. Get yours. You're not going to want to miss it. I mean the show, not your relatives. You can skip out on the relatives. You should have been listening earlier. Come back, more Kevin Bosman.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. But stick around, the Maggie Dawn Show is coming up next.
Dominic, I got a fine guest. He stuck around. He is Kevin Bozeman, fine comedian. He's got a show tomorrow night at the Comedy Club on State, a pre-Thanksgiving tradition, 18 years and running strong. And,
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, stand up at comedy. Everyone should do go to a comedy club. It's just the best way. It is the best live form of entertainment out there. It's because it's so pure and natural. Because you say a joke and right away you know exactly where you stand. Like if you and I could be at a bar having a conversation and there could be a band playing.
Yeah.
And we can be talking and then afterwards we'd be like, they're really good. With stand-up comedy, you have to hang on like every word and then you get a response. So it's just different. It's way more intense. It's also way more more intimate. So stand-up comedy is the way to go.
I tell you what.
Stop messing around, people. Come out to a show tomorrow.
Any comedian would have a good show with Dominic in the front row. And I've been doing this show with him for like 12 years now. We were college buddies, college roommates.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. I tell a joke, and I don't know if he's laughing because it's funny or because it just crashed and burned. You know, either way, he's going to be laughing his ass off at me.
Laughing at you. Does it matter, Kevin?
It does.
Can you sense the difference?
It does.
Because otherwise it feels like you're being heckled a little. I know that feeling.
Because one requires therapy. You guys can figure out which one requires therapy when the audience is laughing at you.
Kevin, have you ever bombed on stage, man? Have you ever felt that feeling?
All the time, dude. The only way to grow is if you go up and you have a great show every time, you are doing it wrong. That means you are taking no chances. That means you found your little formula and now you're just sticking to within and you're not pushing the boundaries. Like I take it on the chin like a prize fighter, I was going to say some other things, but I forgot there's a radio station and I dialed it back. Kevin Bozeman, saving sponsors one joke at a time.
We appreciate that.
I know you do.
We really, really do. They're listening to you in Chicago tonight as well. WCPT playing us out 8:20.
Yeah. Chi-Town. That's my home.
Well, they'll play out a little bit later. They don't give us a live slot down there. So we don't know if we're funny in Chicago or not.
I believe
Kevin
Bozeman
and friends, tomorrow night, comedy on State. First show sold out 7:30, added another show at 10 p.m. Make sure you check him out. Kevin, I love to laugh, man. Like my favorite thing in the world is laughing my ass off. I love the joy that it brings me. And I love it when I can, you know, meet folks and they make me laugh. Recruiting makes me laugh a lot. Sometimes I'm laughing at them. Most time I'm laughing with them.
Yeah.
With them. I saw Joe Coy recently at in Rockford of all places.
Right.
My wife and I decided to go see Joe. Who do you like to see, man? Who did you grow up watching? Who were your inspirations in comedy?
I mean, I would say the same thing, same comics you guys have. It's like growing up. Like Richard Pryor is like probably might be the best stand-up comic, but I still think like pound for pound, the funniest person ever to live, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's really that close. When you think about all the ways he gets you to laugh, like he's covered it all. Stand-up comedy, acting, sketch comedy, animation, hosting.
Animation, right? Right? Yeah.
Like every angle, he's done it. I think that dude is great. But yeah, man, I love comics who, like, whatever it is that their style of comedy, they mastered that. So I like to see that.
Kevin, you forgot musically as well. My girl likes to party all the time. Right?
Yeah. I saw someone talking about one of his songs he did with Michael Jackson, and it's tragically bad. It's that song "What's Up with You." It's like they just what's up with you? We're talking like two of the biggest stars in the '80s, and that's what they wrote. Like that's
It's just what I'm saying. So you're talking about bombing? Yeah, I can go. I could go to Oshkosh and take it on the chin at a dive bar when two of the biggest stars in the history of the planet wrote, what's up with you?
Kevin Bozeman, have you ever bombed because the edibles kicked in? You mistimed the show show added suddenly. You've been called on stage for an encore and
I don't get high before my show because that's the variant that I can't control. I have been known to frequent a cocktail and be a little intoxicated. Some might say more than a little, but that's just a different kind of animal that I've learned to tame. Like edibles is like when Siegfried and Roy and had the tiger and the tiger bit his neck and dragged him off. That's an edible for me.
Ever try shrooms?
No, I have not. I was given shrooms once, and I forgot about them in my jacket pocket, and then they just crumbled away, so I haven't. I will take shrooms in a very controlled environment. Like, I got to have someone that I trust, and I got to have a couple of doors locked.
So you're thinking, like, Thanksgiving evening.
That's a great time.
Hey, man, if this is Jesus' will, you got to be thankful for something. Hey, Matt, I'll do a shroom with you as I'm like laying on the couch, chilling out, you watching over me. I know you're not gonna fall asleep because you
drink Mountain Dew all day.
I know you're gonna be wide awake, so I know you can watch over me. I would do like that in a very controlled environment. But I don't do like a lot of drugs or anything like that unless it's something that I know I can keep under wraps, you know?
I don't know if you want me to be your guide through the psychedelic world. I might not be the right guy. I might take you to the wrong party. We turned around once in college and just went home. Just walked to the bar, got there, and said, nah, I'm going home. Kevin Bozeman, thank you. The shrooms had kicked in mightily.
I got it, man. That's a weird way to end this show. Be like, hey, man, just went, did some shrooms, and then just walked home. So thanks. Thanks for listening in, people.
Thank you, Scott Ross. Thank you, Kevin Bozeman. Enjoy your Thanksgiving shrooms, everyone. Peace. Maggie Dawn is next. And then I think Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education. Keep it locked, Civic Media. Thank you.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the